Swamiji, one thing we didn't talk on, which you've really emphasized a lot, is the practice must be perpetual. For God to come into our life and stay into our life, we need to be, in a sense, constantly inviting God into our life through sadhana, through prayers, through any, go to God any way you like.
Yes, the practice is necessary, but the basic ingredient of all the prayers, of all the sadhana, we should not forget, it is absolute, unconditional love. And where there is a love, there is a surrender. Then let the lover decide, I am nobody, whatever you do, I accept. So it is that unconditional surrender, that love has to be there. When that love is there, automatically what sadhanas can we do? Everything is got made by her. She only wants a little love from you. And she makes all the sadhanas, then the love grows, grows, grows. That's how things happen.
So is this the sense where Sri Ramana Maharshi speaks about partial surrender must come first?
See, the partial surrender may have several meanings. Now, one thing is, there is one occasion where you say, Lord, thy will be done. I don't care. You look after this. There will be another case where you think it is so serious, you can't depend purely on God alone. So you try to go and seek help for yourself from others. So that may be called the partial surrender. And the second surrender is, my son is ill, terrifically ill. I bow down to the Lord. Lord, I am absolutely dependent on you. But still, in addition, to be on the safer side, you may go to a doctor also. This also can be called a partial surrender. Yes. That is, in the same case, you seek the Lord's. But anyway, the day you call him for any purpose, even though you share him with your doctors and something else, even that is sufficient for him. That even that shows the seed of love, the seed of belief in him. So he is prepared to help you out, and that day will automatically come when you will 100% you will depend on him only.
Yes,
nothing
yes.
else. That is that.
We are speaking about pure love or sattvic love. How essential is it to instill and maintain sattvic elements in your life? Sattvic diet, sattvic association, cleanliness of the body, cleanliness of thoughts.
See, it is really important, because the basic building blocks in everybody's life is the three characters. The one is the sattva guna, which is a life of harmony, a life of light, a life of forgiveness, a life of forbearance. And the second one is called rajoguna, where it is dynamism. I want to do this, I want to build churches, I want to build temples, I want to have an association of all the devotees, I want to have meetings every week. And this is rajoguna. And ultimately is tamoguna, full of procrastination. Oh, why should I do it today? Tomorrow let us do it. Postponing things, sleepy, drowsiness. So, not being bright, not bothering about things. So these are the three blocks. Unless we are ultimately to go beyond it all, because there is every guna will propel you to one action. Even the sattva guna is a golden chain, while tamo guna is an iron chain. But it is a chain all the more. So ultimately we have to go. But first, when you are getting procrastinated, you start with doing something. I will do prayers. I will do prayers loudly so that I may not sleep. I will be walking and doing my meditation. I will be walking and chanting my prayers. So you have to be dynamic. But the dynamism should be towards the positive nature, rewarding the prayers to the Lord and chanting of the mantras or chanting, singing or reading the lives of the devotees of the Lord, the erstwhile saints. So it should be in that direction. So we start like that. Then finally we come to sattva guna. A beautiful chapter is there in Bhagavad Gita. I have not seen it in any scriptures, where our sincerity, our tapasya, our penance, everything has been categorized into three types, based on sattva guna, based on rajo guna. That is, I may go every day to the temple, to the God, and I'll be shedding tears, O Ramana, I will do it in order to impress Sadashivananda, to impress other people. Oh, what a beautiful, every day he comes and he's before the Lord, see how we all sing. So that is called Rajoguna, it is not going to help you at all. And Tamoguna is where you are going and telling him, Lord, I dislike my neighbor, please see that his house falls into ruins. So in order to harm somebody, you are going to the God and thinking, that is Tamoguna. Then finally, Sattvaguna is there where you pray for everybody, you forget yourself, you pray for everybody. And the ultimate is, don't bother about the world, bother about the Divine Mother, bother about the Supreme Lord, bother about the Supreme Reality, and be devoted to Him wholly, that is beyond all, that will automatically come. So, Sattvaguna is essential in everything. Our own Gita says, you have to have such food only. See, too much of bitterness, too much of chilies, too much of sourness, all too much should be avoided. Everything should be to the minimum. All these things have been mentioned there.
Yes.
So similarly, everything we should be moderate, even in our play, even our anything. See, don't one day I'm going to fast. So today, Monday, I'm fasting. Tomorrow also I'm fasting. Day after tomorrow fasting. No. In the temple of the Lord, He lives there. By fasting, you are making the Lord fast.
Yeah.
So, when once you do it in that, it is a question of a motive, it is not the action which counts. It is the motive with which you do the action. The same food you take, I like it very much, so good, then it's not going to help you at all spiritually. When you take it, the other day here it so happened. Somebody gave me that, a banana. I removed it and I just took one portion out of it and put it in the mouth. One Dali Cola. An old Parsi devotee, she was sitting by my side. Swamiji, why are you wasting both the hands? You just take it and then directly put it in the mouth. I said, no. When your child is there, how do you feed? You don't take the plate to its mouth. You take it and then feed it. My Lord is here inside. I am feeding Him. That is why I do like this. She said, it's a very good idea.
Yes.
So, it's all a question of the motive, it's all a question of your imaginative approach, full of love towards that Lord. Whether you have seen Him or not, you are seeing all His handiwork everywhere. You yourself is handiwork. You are intelligent, you are beautiful, you have been able to carry on so many things. It is all her energy which has come into you. So, every day you are witnessing her deeds.
Yes.
So, we have to love her.
So the guidance of the scriptures that you're defining say we analyze our mind and our faults only to see where the Rajaguna and Tamoguna exist, not to dwell on it and struggle with it, but attach to the opposite, attach to the virtue
exactly
and the sattva element.
See, reasoning, logic, systematic approach will take you nowhere. As I said, make love your base, everything will come, the mother will see to it that you will get only the food which suits you. You get only that environment that suits you. Actually, it is told in the Vedas, when you do this sadhana very well, when you begin to love her, automatically the entire environment, however inimical, however deleterious to your this thing were there, the entire atmosphere will change. Madhuvata, Rita, Yate, Madhuksharan, Disandva, yet they will come. All the water will be good. Even a gutter water will not create any problem for you. Today you are going for mineral waters. There is no necessity. And you take any vegetable anywhere, any food anywhere, including Parthivagam Raja. We are all, you know, we say dust allergy. On that day you inhale any amount of dust, nothing will happen to you. Thus, a day comes when the Lord Himself takes care of your health and you, all the environment and changes more conducive to your meditation. So initially, wherever you are, however we are, start doing it with love. So love her wholly. As I said, if you don't love her, fake it, weep, even let it be a crocodile tears. A day will come and there will be real tears. You do it, everything will change. All your food will be nice. All what all you do will be based on Sattvic Guna. Everything will change for you.
Mm.
Yes, a man whose constitution is so situated, he would like to analyze too and all these things, he can go by that path. But this is a shortcut, I feel, where you directly approach and you say, Mother, I know nothing. The child doesn't know what is good and what is bad. It is the mother who every time says, no, don't touch it, there's fire, it will burn you. What does the child know? So, completely leave it to her.
It's not only a shortcut, it's a sure cut. You're sure of success. So perhaps we'll end there. In glory of the Divine Mother, before you start to speak of Ashtavakra again and the dream of that. Om, om, om.